has not attempted a free throw tonight. And the first one's short off the front of the rim. No good. Substitution Vassar, number 22, Stephen Hecht, replaces, that would be Trey Callahan. Number 24, Logan Nelson comes in. He replaces Ricardo Macon. 4:35 left in the third. 11-point ball game. Jackson Knoll at the line shooting one more free throw.
I want to tell you, Drew Scholler, he is playing one whale of a defensive ball
he
game
is.
Tonight. He's going to sleep well when this is all over because he drew the assignment of Jackson Knoll. And this kid is shiftier than anything. Unbelievable.
Free throw is good from Knoll. He goes 1-for-2 on that trip. 10-point ball game. 34-24, Lakers out on top. Seth Bowles of the right block goes up off the glass and in for 2 points. Also having a whale of ball game is Seth Bowles. He has 15. Over left wing to Jackson Knoll. Scholler loses his footing. Knowles goes right into the lane. He can't finish on the layup. Rebound. Lakers going the other way. Redden Wisner down to the baseline, and he dribbles right out of bounds. Vassar ball. 12th turnover for the green and white tonight.
12-point lead, but this is entertaining. Both teams really going after each other. Just amazing.
And we have a carry as Vassar's Jackson Knoll brings it down the court, and that'll be a turnover. That's the 16th turnover for Vassar, first in the second half. 4:02 left in the third. Lakers inbounding 3 quarters away from their basket. 36-24, 12-point lead for the Green Machine. Wisner across the timeline, right to left across your radio in their home white uniforms. Drew Scholler gets it down to the low post, goes up strong, can't finish as it goes right over the rim. Rebound brought in by Stephen Hecht. Or left wing to the corner to number 24. Logan Nelson can't get that to fall. Rebound Seth Bowles yet again. In transition, they try to feed it up to Drew Scholler. He threw it a little bit too far, and it goes out of bounds. Yet another Laker turnover.
3:36 to go in the third quarter. 36-24. We have the Lakers in the lead.
Vassar inbounding 90 feet from their hoop. Lakers coming out in a full court press. Trapping Knoll in the corner. And Brennan Wisner steals it. Goes up strong. He can't finish it. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Seth Bowles.
Now all of a sudden baskets are coming a little bit harder to get. Something's going to break.
The wise man once told me that there's 4 streaks in every ball game.
Yeah.
We've seen 3 of them so far. Vassar passes over to Jackson Knoll in transition. Over to Nelson. Goes up left block. Little trickaroo. Now good. Gets his own rebound, though. And here comes Hecton, and it's blocked by Bowles, and they say he got a lot of contact. Foul goes against number 10, Seth Bowles. That will be his second. Lakers 4th. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots is Stephen Hecht. Has not attempted a free throw, has not scored on the night. 3:13 left in the third. Still a 12-point lead for the Lakers. Vassar trying to chip away at it, and they do with 1 point from Stephen Hecht. Substitution Lakers. Whole slew of them. James Dubes, number 32. That's number 31, Corey Minetti. Number 14, Nick Siegfried. Number 22, Mason Pasek. And Troy Chapel. Everyone sitting down. All starters sitting down. That'd be Scholler, Wisner, Bowles, Deering, and Smith. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought in immediately by Mason Pasek. Across the timeline is James Dubes. First game on varsity to Troy Chapel, number 3, over to the right wing. Feeds it back to number 31. That would be Corey Minetti. Gets it in for 2 points. Minetti with 4. Lakers out by a 13-point lead. Here comes Knoll down the other way. A little out of control, but he's bailed out by a foul from the Lakers squad. This will be the 15th foul against the green and white. And the foul goes against number 3, Troy Chapel. That's his 3rd. Team's 5th. Vassar ball out of bounds. That would be Garrett Gaughan inbounding into the corner to number 22, Hecht. Tries to feed in the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by number 14, Nick Siegfried. Nick Siegfried, a transfer from Caseville last year. Gaughan going to try this again for Vassar. Into the corner to number 24, Logan Nelson. Over to Knoll, jump stop in the lane, and it's blocked by Pasek. Going the other way. Over to number 31 for Lakers in transition, Corey Minetti. The layup is good. 15-point lead again once suddenly for Lakers. 2.5 to play in the third. 40-25, and we have a timeout called. It's a full timeout called by Jacob Mayhew. John Mooney, what are you seeing here in the third quarter?
I'm seeing a little letdown by the Vulcans. Right now, what Lakers have is the kind of like the JV in the lineup right now. And this is where the Vulcans should be really taking it right to them. And things are just not working right for them. This is probably the time to go ahead and bring in Gone. He'd be popping the trays and getting him back into it. And who knows what might happen.
He's been out there. Is this John, I only have this as the second timeout Vassar's called of the night. Or is that the third?
This is
only the second.
Yeah, this is the second.
Okay. Lakers called a 30-second timeout sometime in the first half. When was that?
That was at 6:08. No, I'm sorry. Well, this is the Laker timeout.
No, this is Vassar timeout right now.
Oh, Vassar timeout. I'm sorry. I put it on. So, okay.
6:05 in the second. This is the only chance we get, folks,
okay,
to catch up on stats.
3:54
in the
second.
Second quarter. Okay, right when the onslaught started from Vassar.
Yeah.
Vassar inbounds after a full timeout. 40-25. They trail Lakers. Knoll at the top of the key over to Bogert, left wing. Trying to feed into Callahan, nothing there. Knoll at the free throw line, back out to Bogert. Over to Knoll, right elbow, loses the handle on it. Callahan is able to catch it. And down to the baseline to number 32, Javon Wilson. Back out to Bogert, 2 minutes left in the third. Over to the right wing, Knoll. One dribble down to the baseline, making up for the jump shot on the baseline. No good, rebound Nick Siegfried. And here come the Lakers. Ninth board for the green and white this quarter for 26 tonight. Vassar with 17. James Dubes to Troy Chapel. Thought about taking the three, does not. Instead, he feeds it down to the low post. Turns and takes it is Minetti, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. He has 8 points in the night, has not attempted a free throw. And the foul will go against number 51, Trey Callahan. That's his second, and Vassar's fifth. Both teams with 5 team fouls in the second half so far. 1:40 left in the third session. As Metty's free throw, not much arc, and it rims out, no good. Score remains 40-25. Lakers.
Vassar is still playing man-to-man, but definitely if you're Lakers, you do not want to go. If you're being guarded by Macon, you do not want to go the side of Noel, because that's a turnover just waiting to happen.
Second free throw from Minetti is good. 5 points for him in this quarter, 7 on the night. Over to the right wing to Bogert. 41-25, Lakers by 16. Macon at the top of the key to the high post, Callahan. One dribble, nothing there. Back out to Bogert into the corner to Wilson. Back to Callahan in between the high and low post. Goes up at the low post, and he is fouled as he went up for a basket, and he is fouled by Corey Minetti. That's his first and team sixth. At the free throw line, Trey Callahan has not scored nor attempted a free throw.
Trey's a junior pivot man.
First free throw, smooth, looking good, and it falls. 1 point for him. Brings Vassar back within 15. Oh. He goes 2 for 2 on that trip. And it's a 41-27 ball game. Lakers leading by 14. Pasek at the right wing to the left wing to Chapel. Down to Siegfried along the baseline. Goes up, can't get that, but gets his own rebound and dribbles it out. First offensive board for Lakers tonight. Down to Minetti. Can't get that to fall, and it's rebound Macon going the other way. In transition, we have it all over, and an offensive foul is called on Ricardo Macon, as there is a whole slew of players inside that paint, and the result of it was an offensive foul. That'll be the 16th foul on Vassar's My Record Show. As Troy Chapel breaks the press, token press from Vassar, and it's immediately stolen, though, as he passes over to the left wing by Wilson. Vassar, though, can't hang on to it, and they turn it over back at their own basket.
Nice diagonal pass, just a little too quick.
Just when you think this game's getting under control, I think they realize and say, hang on, we can't have this. James Dubes inbounds to Troy Chapel, trying to dribble out of this press. He does. Into the corner, Siegfried, and he loses the handle on it, and here comes Macon and the Vulcans. 6 turnover this quarter. Macon In transition, goes up for the layup. It counts. He and he